100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News time is 8:30. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line Angela Anderson and Lauren Campbell as we talk about a recent joint meeting of the two of the several regional action committees that affect most of the KVOE listening area, the Neosho and the Verdigris. Angela, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm great. How are you guys?
So good. Lauren, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. Angela, I want to start with you and talk a little bit about why this joint meeting was held here recently in Parsons, and I guess why we're starting to see maybe some joint meetings, or whether this is more of an ongoing and long-standing process than we've seen before in the past.
Yes. So the Neosho Regional Advisory Committee and the Verdigris they've done these joint meetings before, and when the chair, Wes Fleming, for the Neosho Regional Advisory Committee came to me and mentioned that maybe we might offer a joint meeting again, Lauren and I worked to get it put together for them. They find the benefit in being able to collaborate and share ideas and about water issues happening in their areas.
Understood. Lauren, from your perspective, what goes into setting up a joint meeting here with specifically these two bodies, but I guess maybe from a larger perspective, setting up a joint meeting with these two watersheds representing nearby but different watersheds across the area?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that we try to do when we're looking at putting together a meeting is looking at the regional goals. So the Neosho and the Verdigris are unique but also similar watersheds. And so when we see what their goals are, I think we really try to bring in presenters and we try to create discussion around their goals, and then when there's a joint meeting, it's great because there's information being shared between the two committees on what's going on in the region, just for more information about what water issues going on in the state. So I would say looking at their goals and then informing each other on what's going on in each watershed.
Gotcha. Lauren, let's talk about some of the issues that are in play here for both watersheds. And granted, there's going to be some differences between the two, but talk about the issues that you're seeing here for the Neosho and the Verdigris here, status report now and then looking ahead to what may be coming down the road.
Yeah, so the Verdigris is in Southeast Kansas in general has both tendencies for drought and for flood. So within 2022, we've seen really high flows within the Verdigris back in the spring, and we've also seen obviously very intense drought that has caused a lot of issues. And so I would say extreme precipitation or lack of precipitation is an issue. And there's a lot of resiliency that's in place with the farmers and their operations and ranchers because of these two extremes. And then surface water in general, making sure that our reservoirs are operating at their most efficient capacity so that surface water can help when there's drought and there's not any precipitation. That's a really important thing. And so sedimentation is one of those issues that Kansas has for the whole state, but it's really important in Southeast Kansas that we have reservoirs that can operate at full capacity or a high capacity for a long time to supplement when we are in a drought stage.
Angela, from your perspective, how has the current drought, I guess, maybe adjusted the planning here for the short-term future, and how has it impacted sedimentation from what you've been able to tell specifically at John Redmond?
I could not say for certain as to how it has affected John Redmond as far as sedimentation, other than, you know, it creates the issue, the sedimentation fills up that storage in John Redmond that we would have normally for in cases of drought. It just is just like you would think. You know, you've got a bowl of water, and if it's half filled with sediment, then you're only going to be able to survive that drought at half the capacity that you normally would. The thing for the drought in the southeast portion of Kansas is that this extreme drought that they're experiencing is atypical. And so it's something that everybody's having to adjust to and figure out what are they going to do, especially our producers with their ponds drying up and figuring out other ways to water their livestock.
Well, what can you do to help, and what can we do to help, I guess, Angela? We got people together discussing the issues on the table that we've heard a few of here this morning. What are some of the things that you're thinking about or planning on doing?
Well, one of the main goals for the Neosho Regional Advisory Committee is helping make the region resilient to drought, and that's by helping slow down that sedimentation rate. We know that our reservoirs were built for sedimentation. We knew that was going to happen. When you have sediment flowing down the river, at some point the river's going to slow and that sediment's going to fall out. But we need to figure out a way through best management practices and helping keep our ground covered with some sort of living root throughout the year in order to hold that soil in place. And so that's what this emphasizes more than anything, is our need to better protect our soil.
Lauren, would you concur with that?
Absolutely. And I would say, additionally, if you are a farmer or producer that has living roots on the ground all the time and practice regenerative agriculture, it's that education portion that's so crucial to get conversations going about the importance of taking care of our water and taking care of our soil and how those two things will eventually take care of us in the future. That education portion is really critical.
Understood. Lauren Campbell and Angela Anderson joining us again following a joint meeting of the Neosho and Verdigris Regional Advisory Committees last week in Parsons. I wanted to get both of your thoughts here on this, because it does appear that water issues are going to be a little bit more front and center in the legislature this time around versus maybe past sessions. And it seems like this has been an increasing push the last couple of years. But it does seem, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Lauren, I want to start with you. It seems that really all of the attention is shifted out towards the western half of the state, and specifically for the Ogallala Aquifer. I know that draws attention here to water issues as a whole, but what are your thoughts here on, and your perspective on, maybe seeing some of these more east central or eastern Kansas issues like flooding the possibly getting some attention, or what needs to happen to get that attention before lawmakers?
Yeah, that was something that was brought up during the Verdigris and the Neosho RAC meeting. I think that the Ogallala is a really urgent issue, and something needs to be done now if we're going to have water out in western Kansas. And I think that is one thing that has been a really big focus during this start of the legislative session. And I do think that's important, but I think you're right that Eastern Kansas issues do need to be on the table as well, and I don't think they have been forgotten. I mean, especially since the capital is in Topeka, that's in Eastern Kansas, there is awareness of the reservoirs and how important they are for water supply. And so I don't know if there is anything specifically we need to do to get conversations going about that in the legislature. I think they will naturally occur when we're talking about water supply in Western Kansas and how that translates to water supply in Eastern Kansas. And so sedimentation is definitely on the forefront and awareness on legislators, especially on the Water Committee. Sedimentation is something that they are aware of and they know about. It's just maybe not something that is completely as urgent. And so there is action being taken, especially on agency side, to address sedimentation. But I think from the legislative perspective, policy needs to shift. And so I think that's why conversation is happening on the legislative side versus agency actions happening from the agency on both Eastern and Kansas and Western Kansas issues. But the legislator is specifically talking about Western Kansas policy.
Well, the legislature is well full of cash right now. So there are a lot of agencies that are knocking on the door and and hoping to get a piece of that pie. Well, Angela, if you had a magic wand and you could point it toward the legislators, what would you like to see?
Definitely continue the funding for the state water plan fund. That water plan fund is what helps all of the agencies that deal with water be able to do their programs and offer even cost share assistance to our landowners in order to help mitigate our water issues. And so back when Governor Brownback was in place, he had a water vision team that put together the cost estimate as to what it would cost to help mitigate our water issues. And that came to be about $55 million a year. And most recently, through the Kansas Water Office updating the Kansas Water Plan, that master plan for our water issues throughout the state and how to deal with them, they updated that number. And as you can imagine, it's significantly higher than $55 million a year. So last year, our legislature, they decided and they fully funded our state water plan fund, which is a combination of economic development initiative funds and the state general fund.
Well, we chatted last year on a number of occasions with Ron Hyland.
Yes.
Now retired local legislator that was on the Water Committee for state legislature. And he, I'll tell you what, he left us with a dire taste, saying how serious the water issues were in the state of Kansas. Just in case people were wondering how serious an issue this is it, Angela? Is that the way you see it?
It is. It is. Especially, like Lauren was saying, with the Ogallala Aquifer, a lot of the regions out west are starting to recognize that if they do not, if some sort of change in practices is not made, then they're going to have to figure out something else. Same with our reservoirs. Tuttle Creek Reservoir is almost 50% filled with sediment, and that's our water supply for our major northeastern Kansas population, Topeka, okay. Johnson County.
Understood. Angela, anything else you wanted to bring up here before we close things down here, at least on this particular topic, water-related here today?
I don't think so. I appreciate you guys, as always, continuing to keep water on the forefront. And like Lauren was saying, keep that education conversation going. I think that's what's going to help, is just by talking and helping educate. And eventually, education does lead to action.
Good deal. Lauren, anything else you wanted to add here this morning?
Thank you guys for having us on. Really appreciate all your work and everything you're doing to promote water issues in Kansas.
Well, let us know if there's anything else we need to add at any point in time. We'll be happy to get the word out.
Thank you. Great. Thank you.
All right, Angela Anderson and Lauren Campbell joining us again following that recent joint meeting of the Neosho and Verdigris Regional Advisory Committees, and we'll continue to follow water issues here specifically throughout the legislature.